New Life, conversation number 534. Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, series of educational programs with Dr. Rav Lightman. Hello, hello, Yaele Shedarel. Hello, we'd like to read here with Rav Lightman special aspects of the School of Esther. We learn it since kindergarten school. Every year we repeat the famous, the familiar stories. We'd like to find unfamiliar aspects of the scroll. Yael, please. So let's start with King Ahasuerus. We have a king here, who indeed is being presented in quite a despised way. A king that doesn't quite control his kingdom. Every time someone has come to him and changed his opinion from here to there. Meaning he doesn't have a spine that can be solid. There's no king that lead the people to a safe thing. Kind of a wishy-washy kind of a king. This is our feeling. And indeed, I'd like to start with the first question. What does King Ahasuerus represent? And why is he presented in such a despised, is a joke way? We are accustomed for the king basically controlled by his might, by his force. I forgot, but with Tamerlan, or I don't remember exactly, I read from Asia, Timur Tamerlan, as a ruler, very known, great ruler there. So he said, I think it was him, he said that a king is first and foremost a person who is capable of hanging 1,000 people per year. Powerful, yeah. Meaning without it, there's no kingdom. King is he who bring hush problems and then mercy, because otherwise they don't understand that he has powers and that he can also, with a good soft heart. However, on the other hand, you know, kings, they have two hands, yeah. Here is the something like the sword, and on the other hand, there's something like a sword and a shield, but it's not a shield. Like in one hand he give, and on the other hand he receive up to even killing. So therefore, we are accustomed like that. Here, we are speaking of something else. Indeed, there's no such thing. If we are speaking of kings of those days, like in Persia, from Nebuchadnezzar onwards, these are kings that were destroying, killing and everything. Yeah, cruel, and then you betcha. And those days, no one even wouldn't have no consideration to people's life. It's clear there's very cheap value. Hence, it's not clear to us. Who are we talking about? Ahasuerus. Who is Ahasuerus? It isn't written in the history about such a king of Ahasuerus. So, we don't know about it. In general, all these personalities that are in this scroll, the story, aren't very clear. Searching for them historically, and it's not clear. Meaning we need to understand that here we're speaking of the essence of things, how it is from the inside. A king, indeed, is unclear because we don't discover him. We don't discover him. He is revealed as out there, as maybe concealed in his places up there, not clear where, and we can't discover everything, anything. Hence, the people of Israel is in exile, has no contact with that king, the creator. I didn't understand what you said about the king. A king is the creator, all right, which appeared to us as Ahasuerus. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, as Ahasuerus, for the time being. Seems to us as Ahasuerus, we understand that it's something that is concealed from us, far from us. We have no connection to it. He's respected there. Hence, the people of Israel are in exile from him, from the king. Hence, everything starts from the fact that Haman start to stimulate this whole thing. And then we see that the king starts somehow to get into business. Without him, it's impossible, nevertheless, but we are managing him. Haman manages him, Mordechai, Queen Esther manages him, the king as if hear what they say, and he says, okay, so do so, so do that. He's like a drunk, he's constantly in feasts, so he's constantly drunk. He says, oh yeah, anyone that comes to him, say, yeah, go ahead, do it. Yes, so that's nice. What's the beauty about it? That we are managing the king. He allows us to manage our world. He enables us. By that, we aren't touching his malchut, his kingdom. By that, we're only touching our place within the kingdom. Explain to yourself. We are managing the king. He allows us to manage him. That serves Hashem. Of course. And who is the king? The king is the creator. And blessed be he, the creator, the upper force of nature. The general plan of the entire reality. This is the king. And if we are turning to him in the right way, then we can better our situation. And why do we need to better our situation? Because intentionally such states are arranged in a bad way for us to turn to the king. Why do we need to turn to the king? We need to turn to him because this is the purpose of creation, to bring us to connection with him. And then we begin to see, wow, so Haman is actually a good lad. Seemingly he's doing something good. Maybe the king tell him intentionally, you start stirring up that story, that case. And it is written in the scroll that both wanted to kill the Jews. Ahasuerus, King Ahasuerus and Haman. Right? So, meaning it's a collaboration. Yeah, collaboration, because without it, the Creator understands that those Jews will not connect with him. They won't turn to him. They won't look in his way, in his direction. Meaning he must, through a man, stimulate them, awaken them seriously, and then they'll have no choice. And when they will have no choice, then indeed they will start searching, how can we come out of such danger? And then they will understand that they depend upon the king. And you can reach the king only under the condition that he will listen, that it's worth his while. Meaning, I need to find such a lack, such desire, that will be good in the king's eyes. The lack to be adequate in the king's eyes is called Queen Esther. What is the lack? The desire, when I turn to the king, I come to the king and I'm asking for something, right? What do the Jews turn to the king with? They are giving him Queen Esther. What is Queen Esther? The Malchut, the desire which prior was concealed, hence it is called Esther, concealment. Now they are saying, this is our queen. She is Jewish too. We are bringing her to you, and through her we want to be connected with you. So it's the desire for connection they are bringing him. Yes, hence she tells them to start with, through Mordechai, Queen Esther tell the Jews, go and connect, go and unite. I'd like to go back for a moment. You said that, first of all, that we are managing the king. We have the chance of managing the king. Well, first of all, there's a plan, a very, very clear, consistent plan that get into action, just like a computer software, a plan to bring the whole world into correction. To kill Haman, to turn Ahasuerus to a true king, as the creator, the upper force, and not something that is unknown, unclear, Esther to be the true queen, and the Jews for them to connect to the king and will discover it and start managing all this kingdom of Ahasuerus, that is the whole world. Meaning, all in all, that story has a clear final goal, the correction of the entire reality, the entire world. And what are the states? Can you describe it to us state by state? The states are such that the Jews that are coming to the end of lowness, at the end of exile, days of exile, when they disperse, they do not care about anything. Each sit in his place in those 127 countries, disconnected from all the Jews, and think, how do I earn good, earn well? How do I open a business, bring good money to all my kids, take them through university and all those places, how my kids succeed, how will I see the grandchildren? This is life. That's it. And I don't care for anything but that. So this is the first state. Everyone cares for himself, for his kids. This is the peak of exile. Yes? That they forget, that we forget what we belong to even. And then start to be revealed the negative force, right? Called Haman. Whereby then he is revealed. This is the time where they go down, really down to the lowest place. There, Haman begin to be revealed. What precisely is low there, if you can define? The exile. No, what can you... There's no connection with godliness. Godliness means the quality of love, connection. At least certain connection between us. Rather, nothing. I'm disregard. Everyone, Jew out there and in America. What, I have my synagogue. I donate them some 3 times a year. I get there. Leave me alone from everything else. I asked for some Jewish National Fund, Land of Israel, and was never there. All right, I give them some money. So this is awareness of my state. So Haman is awareness to the state I'm truly in. As we see it with the American Jews. The European Jews, even worse. The American Jews, at least, are going 3 times a year to synagogue. And the main thing is to get to the Bar Mitzvah. It still counts to come here for the kids' Bar Mitzvah or the Western world. And what's happening in Israel, if you do analogy to what is happening in Israel? In Israel, it's even worse than Europe. What? They don't get to the Western world for Bar Mitzvah. Hold on, hold on. I got all confused. Eh? I'm not kidding. Why not? No, I'm just saying I'm not saying about this all the things that the wisdom of Kabbalah requires, the internality of the person, correcting and all that, but just the nice customs belong to the nation. They don't want, truly, that even they don't want it even to any extent. We came to such hatred to religion in a way that I understand there are external reasons, but it's even a worse state. And such disregard between the Jews. Abroad, there's no such disrespect. There's indifference, even connecting into different clubs of Jews, etc. But nevertheless, there's like a JCC and other organizations, communities. But in Israel, everyone is something that is abroad. I'm going riding, driving on the road. There's certain rules, there's certain courtesy or something. In Israel, it's scary to drive. Yeah, looking at them, I would do the same. So there's general disrespect, and also in general, the true exile is here, yes. I like for a moment, I got confused with the Bar Mitzvot and everything. We also speak of the true exile, the spiritual exile. I'd like to understand, you said that specifically when you come to the peak of lowness, from there start the process. I'd like to understand what is the definition of the peak of the lowness. You said when a person cares only for himself and his kids, and beside that doesn't care for anyone. You said this is a state whereby a person has no connection with godliness, that godliness is love and through connection with others. Yes, so he has no love to others other than for himself and his kids and his own business. He doesn't see nothing. There's none us but me. Yeah, that stems from the foundation of our people, that Abraham wanted to connect the people as they wanted to build the Tower of Babylon, right? You want to reach godliness, please, by connection. That they didn't want. And then only those who wanted, he organized them in such connection, so that within that connection they discovered godliness. So that point of the lowest of lowest, that when each Jew is writing to himself and doesn't see anyone else, he has no desire to connect with anyone else but his business and his kids. Only out of troubles, if revealed here and there, then they have connection. All right, and then come the Haman, the Betty come and threat in destroying everyone, and then due to the external pressure, they unite. Yes, that I think we're due to see in our days soon. All right, up to here. Yes, spoke out just to go back to the states. You said of the first state, everyone care for himself, we're in exile. Second state, a negative force revealed, revelation of Haman, whereby we discover how much we are in that lowness. What is the third state? When do we discover we're in lowness? We don't discover. I'm talking about our state, but not that we discover it. The Jews, when you're talking to them, what, they're in lowness? Thank God. Look, all my family, I'm well done. I'm all sorted. We are organized really well. So we haven't come to that state yet, but for the moment, we are examining all the states up to the revelation of the realization of the final goal according to the scroll. This is what we are here revealing, yeah? Not that the Jews are there. Yeah, at the moment we are in the first state of exile, and we haven't come to the state, you say, in practice of revelation of Haman, of the revelation of that negative force. Practically, the moment we are coming to the lowest point of the connection between us, that we're not the nation of Israel, we have nothing of being Jew from the word unification and Israel Yeshar Kel straight to the Creator. Then in that lowest point, Haman is revealed. They say, they are disconnected from their God. Their God is asleep. Right? So we can raise them. Yeah? They can be raised. Yeah? Destroy them. Yes. Why? 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 If there's no connection between the Jews, meaning the Jews in their exile state, as they distance from one another, dispersed throughout the entire territory of 127 states. By that, they're causing the appearance of Haman, such phenomena as Haman, Hitler, Stalin, that started. Acting. Why? Because had they been united between them, there wouldn't be a negative force revealed with respect to them. Why wouldn't it be revealed? Because they are connected. They themselves establish it, creating it, begetting the bad force due to the lack of contact between them. The lack of good connection between the Jews bring upon them a king is Haman. Yeah, people, the bad ones that want to destroy them. Yes. So what does it mean if you turn the coin to the other side? Let's say that there came some enemy or someone that, there are no lack of enemies nowadays that want to destroy us. So are they willing to somehow connect? To connect to some extent. A time of trouble, they're willing to connect. Yes, that we see in every war. We're going through that story again. So what do we need to learn from it for life? I guess this story of the scroll is about to teach a certain lesson, that eventually you come to a state that you'll be in such a great trouble throughout the whole world in all the countries. 127 countries is as if they represent the entire world, right? Okay, so nowadays, if you will not wake up in advance, you will come to a state that throughout the entire world you will have no place, and the whole world would be against you and will prepare all the means to destroy you, to erase you. So let's say we want to take some lesson from the draw here and not come to that catastrophe describing. What do we need to do accordingly? Is there any legality that works? Any laws that are working? Our connection, disconnection bring Haman, our connection bring all the abundance. What is the connection between us that will bring us all the abundance? What is the connection? That each and everyone is included with the other. This is what is called to integrate. What does that mean? Meaning there's nothing private in me, rather I'm dependent upon everyone and everyone depends upon me, and we are in consideration, concern, mutual love. This is called love thy friend as thyself. And why did they succeed and we aren't succeeding nowadays? Who succeeded? in the city of Shoshan, the Jews did manage to unite them together, to come to such point, and we aren't succeeding, we're in the same trouble. We have enemies, endless enemies nowadays, we're in the same movie. No, if I'm talking of Jews in Europe and America, they have no troubles, they have no Haman. They think it's all fine. Let's talk of us here, the Israelis, here too. Tell Israelis, let's unite, we'll cancel all the enemies that are on our borders, we'll turn them into friends. But what is let's connect? Every day here in the news about some atrocity that people on holiday somewhere come up with such... going against the air stewardess or the secretary in the hotel. They're about to kill one another as if they're top enemies, and it's become a norm. It's every day you hear another story. On the other hand, all the corruption about the police, the judges, the politicians, so within all that rubbish, that intensify of relationship, the worst that can be imagined, you're saying, let's talk to the people about mutual consideration, about tolerance, help, not only looking at myself and my kids and my business. It's as if the most furthest away from our state is in Israeli society nowadays. I'm not excluding myself from the public. I'm too like that. I'm not presenting myself as a great righteous. So how from within that place where a person, beside the individual needs, see nothing through his eyes, how from within that place a miracle occur here in the scroll, it speak of some miracle that all the black turn into white, all the bad turn into good. What is this miracle that we can we call upon a miracle? Can we order miracles nowadays? Yes. How do you call upon a miracle? A miracle you're calling by special influence from above, whereby you are getting close to it, to that influence. You call upon it either through great threat, such threat that about to happen upon you or in us all, or you can call upon this miracle by you are getting closer to connection with all your power, even without that terrible threat that in a few days you'll be taken into eradication. You'll be killed. I'll tell you why. Had we come to that closer to that final state, connection with the Creator, revelation of the upper force, upon which the Kabbalah tell us and the scroll tell us about, had we advanced towards it in a determined way according to the plan, and that's it, then there's no need to tell us all those things. No Torah, no scroll, no nothing. Anyway, you're going forward, and so what's the point? Meaning there's a need to bring you the Torah as the mean, the light in it reforms. I mean, it can correct your ego and bring you to unity without the great troubles. Yeah, connection. Hence, the Torah was given. And therefore, we're sitting here and talking about it. Can you explain to me, So you are calling upon the miracle. What is the miracle? It inverts your egoistic desire, whereby you don't want to connect to anyone, turn it into willingly. Before it was coercively, and now willingly. This is what you meant before. You say we can manage the king? Yes. And the king is managed by us. The upper force is managed by us. It has a goal. And towards that goal, we are choosing what way we'll advance. Meaning we are managing which way we will advance through our actions that we are choosing. So what is the purpose of the upper force? To unite with us. He wants to unite with us? To come to connection with him. What is coming to his degree? What is it? Love, absolute love and bestowal. So can we manage the upper force? Yes. How? Just as in the scroll, you said yourself that the Hashverosh is a... No, but I don't have Hashverosh now in my life. How can I manage the upper force? By unity or lack of unity, or connection, lack of unity, connection. Only that. You have nothing but the degree of connection between us that determines our state. What's the connection between the degree of connection between us and our situation? Say these days I don't have Amman, I have Iran, even in the same territory. Yeah, Iran and all its arms here, all around. Yeah. So from that same place come the evil even nowadays. How am I in processes, in the connection between you, between the Israelis? Yeah, between the Israelis. Meaning processes that would occur here, should the Israeli society would get closer to connection between people, so not each in his shell, rather consider anything more and everything, that will save everything. How would it affect Iran and its attitude towards us? It will affect the Jews throughout the entire world. It will affect Iran and the whole world. Why? We are determining. How? We are self-determined because we activate Malchut, the queen, and she manipulate the king. She turned the king around. Who is the queen turning the king around? Esther. Where is she? Hence, you don't see because it is called Esther, as concealment. Why is it concealed? Why turn our life so difficult? It wouldn't be simple if we knew what to do. We would have done. Tell people they need to connect, that's what will correct the world. If you tell people nowadays, they sell you, you're crazy. They don't understand the connection between the fact that you need to connect and the fact that the final goal, everyone wants the final goal and all that goodness, but they don't see the link between the two. Why is it concealed? For you to want to connect, not because you're profiting from it, rather, indeed, you truly want the better for the world. And how would I come to that state? By blows, by beatings. Or you'll hear what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us. Unite. There is no other way. We have a method. We've done it in the past. We need now to do it for the last time. And by that, we'll come to a world of all good, whereby it has no changes. Only forward. Rav Lightman, our time is over. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you also for being with us. Till next time, all the best. New life. See you then.